We bask in the glory of our day until evening comes. That's when we can feel the last of the magic draining from our bodies, leaving us all a bit worn out. Mrs. Nightwing appraises Pippa during our free time.
Miss Cross, you're looking a bit tired this evening.
I am rather tired, Mrs. Nightwing. Pippa blushes. Mrs. Nightwing has no idea what's going on while she sleeps off her sherry.
Best to get to bed straight away for your beauty sleep. You want to look your best when Mr. Bumble comes to call tomorrow.
Yuck! I'd forgotten he's coming to call, Pippa laments as we trudge up to bed. Anne stretches her arms overhead in a cat-like move.
Why couldn't you dispense with him? Just tell him you're not interested.
That should go over very well with my mother, Pippa scoffs.
We could go back into the realms and make you hideously ugly, Felicity says.
I think not. We've reached the landing. The ceiling is smudged where the gas lights have deposited their grime. Funny how I've never noticed that before.
All right, then. Say goodbye to Sir Perfection and become a barrister's wife, Felicity sneers.
Pippa's lovely face is all worry, but the frown line smooth. There's a new determination to her brow.
I could simply tell him the truth about my epilepsy.
The walls are sooty, too. So much I haven't noticed.
He's to come for a visit tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Pippa says.
Felicity nods.
Then let's send him packing, shall we?
With a yawn, I pass the all-too-familiar photographs, those half-erased women. But it's a night for seeing things for the first time. In its severe black frame, one of the photographs has begun to buckle and ripple behind the glass, probably the damp. It's sliding toward ruin. But there's something else. When I look closer, I can see the smudgy outline on the wall where a fifth portrait once hung. That's odd, I say to Anne.
What?
She yawns. Look here on the wall. See the mark? There was another photograph.
So there was. What of it? Perhaps they got tired of it.
Or perhaps it's the missing class of 1871. Sarah and Mary, I say. Anne drifts off to our room, stretching and yawning.
Fine. You look for it, then.
Yes, I think. Perhaps I will at that. I don't believe there was no photograph. I think it was removed. My sleep is fitful, filled with dreams. I see my mother's face in the clouds, soft and fair. The clouds blow apart. The sky changes. It swells into a grey beast with holes for eyes. Everything goes dark. The little girl appears. The white of her pinafore, the exotic dress underneath it, stand out in the darkness. She turns around slowly and it starts to rain. Cards? It's raining tarot cards. They catch fire as they fall.
No, I don't want this dream.
It's gone. I'm dreaming of Kartik again. A hungry dream. Our mouths are everywhere at once. The kissing is feverish and hard. His hands rip at the fabric of my nightgown, exposing the skin of my neck. His lips rake the curve there, taking small nips that almost hurt, but mostly inflame. We're rolling together, a wheel of hands and tongues, fingers and lips. A pressure builds inside me till I think I might come apart from it. And when I feel I can't take another moment of it, I wake with a start. My nightgown is damp against my body. My breath is shallow. I place my hands rigidly beside me and do not move for a very long time until at last I sleep and do not dream.